This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Got much to cover over the next 2 hours. Sit tight with me. What I want to talk about is what does actor Rocky Balboa and today's Benedict Arnold's politicians have in common? Well, I'll tell you in the up-and-coming moments. I also wanted to show you, too, the importance of judging politicians by what they do rather than by what they say. I'm going to show you some political champions do as I say, but do not do as I do. Read Matthew 23, verse 3. You'll understand what I'm talking about. But before we get to that, friends, it's interesting to note we have none other than Mitt Romney. I had a friend a couple weeks ago call me up and say, "Hey, Bradley, I'm running for the Senate in the state of Idaho, or in Utah, forgive me." And I said, "Utah, really?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, "Would you be willing to throw me on the radio?" And I said, "Well, you know what? The fact of the matter is I stick to right and wrong. And if that gets into the middle of the games that are being played between the right and the left, the Democrats and the Republicans, so be it. But the fact of the matter is, friends, I just don't really get caught up into it. I'll stand with those that do the right thing, the lawful thing. And if they do the unlawful thing, I'll be the first one to stand against them. That's what patriots do, America. Aside of that, it's interesting to note we got the Boston Herald, the Epic Times, Desert News, we got Washington Post, Bloomberg, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, all, and that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the state-controlled CIA media that stands behind one of their players, one of their little leaders, as they would call them. And keep in mind, friends, we don't have leaders in this country. We have representatives that serve we, the people, not they and themselves and their special interest groups. But it's interesting to know, friends, I see a picture here of Mitt Romney. Man, he won. He won that state of Utah. And here again, you have the CIA-controlled media all behind him, propping him up with him and his wife and his grandchildren. Some pictures with his family behind him and just him and his wife. I mean, like he's an all-American guy. I mean, I think people forgot for the most part, again, that we're to judge these guys by their fruits, not by what they say, because we know that Mitt was, you know, playing the cycle before I was actually there in Tampa Bay at the RNC when they were playing the charades that they play concerning circus of politics. But it was interesting, friends. Mitt Romney was putting himself up to be the conservative of the day, conservative of the people, the people's man. If nobody can do it, Mitt Romney can. Well, we might want to pull the curtain back on Mitt Romney because he plays, you know, that he's pro-Second Amendment. And it doesn't matter to me, friends, if they're pro-Second Amendment or not. They're there to represent we, the people, to uphold the laws that they swore to uphold, period. So I don't care if they're pro-this or pro-that. They're going to be there working for me, we, the people, the government of the United States, as they derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people, once again. In other words, they do what we allow them to do, and they can do no more. But he puts himself up to be a pro-Second Amendment guy, but behind closed doors, he's completely anti-Second Amendment. You know, it's interesting to note that he put himself up as a pro-lifer, you know. He can't stand abortion. Like every other politician that you've accepted, folks, that has said the same thing but have done absolutely nothing to put the kibosh on the murder of the innocent babies in the womb in this country. Read Proverbs 6:17. Read Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5 when you get a moment. But behind closed doors, Mitt Romney is actually funding Planned Parenthood. It's interesting to note, too. You know, he's a pro-marriage kind of a guy. But yet when you pull the curtain back, we actually have allegations concerning that of Mitt Romney that he's actually funded that of NAMBLA, North American Man-Boy Love Association. So what they say and what they do are two different stories. And furthermore, Mr. All-American here, friends, Mitt Romney, of course he is not. It's interesting to note that he was the one that actually authored, along with Jonathan Gruber, that of something called RomneyCare, which turned into Obamacare, which turned into the Affordable Care Act, which now has turned into the American Health Care Act under Donald Trump. Same bill. But how is it, America, that you continuously put yourself in a position to be duped over and over again by ill-designing men? They put themselves up to be one thing, yet when you judge them by their fruit, they're doing just the exact opposite. Like that of Mitt Romney. I mean, folks, I mean, come to think of it, I can just start listing off politician after politician after politician that you've been duped by. Just look back 10 years ago. Look at all of those politicians that put themselves up to be something, and then once they won the people's White House or the representative position, then they turn on the American people. Just look back 10 years, friends. You don't even have to look back that far. You can look back 500 days to understand what I'm talking about. What they say on the campaign trail and who they really are two different stories. As a matter of fact, an actor is defined as a person who behaves in a way that is not genuine. And what I'm going to be talking about is just that, friends. I'm going to show you the personal life of politicians, and I'm going to compare that to their public life. And you tell me at the end of today's show which one is more important. Because it's not the one that you're probably thinking and that it will be. And keep in mind, Abigail Adams was right when she said that the man and the office are one and the same. They're one and the same. Hopefully during hour two, I'm going to show you politicians and the political champions saying, do as I say, but do not do as I do. As a matter of fact, they've been busted for their crimes, and now everybody knows it, just to solidify the point in which I'm going to prove in the up-and-coming hours. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over onto our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on Facebook. Twitter is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Don't forget the double E, B-R-A-D-L-E-E. Folks, if you want to check out our YouTube page, you're going to love it. It is Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. Punch in those words and then push YouTube. They will pull up as well. Furthermore, if you want to call in at any time over the next 2 hours, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You have us as the number one radio show on Genesis Communication Networks right now. We appreciate that, and we'll be right back on the other side.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We are live broadcasting out of the state of Minnesota, and we are going to be broadcasting into over 100 outlets across the United States of America and into 53 countries. Also wanted to give a quick shout out to Nevada. Six radio stations out of Nevada alone just picked this up. That's actually Keeley, 1230 AM, Ely, Nevada. That's K-E-L-Y. We have KNNT 98.5 FM, Battle Mountain, Nevada. KNNR 1400 AM, Sparks, Reno, Nevada. We have KPKK 101.1 FM, Amargrosa Valley, Nevada, and then we have KAVD 98.7 MHZ, Hawthorne, Nevada. We appreciate your trust. There's your shout-out, and again, we will do our best never to let you down. Of course, on this radio program, we're not giving you our opinions. We're giving you facts. That's why we go back to the Bible and to the Constitution in which we are founded. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves. We do our own due diligence. Okay? Again, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I was just talking about during the first segment, friends, how the state-controlled, CIA-controlled media, corporations, six corporations worldwide, folks, own the media resources in which you get on a global scale. We know as a fact out of their own mouths and other journalists, friends, and useful idiots that it is the CIA that dictates the information that you're given. That's why MSNBC is saying the same thing as CNN. That's why CNN is saying the same things as Fox News. That's why Fox News is saying the same things as the New York Times. And the New York Times is saying the same thing as the USA Today, friends, because you're getting it all from the same source. And we need to wake to what's going on out there. And I was highlighting the fact that Mitt Romney wins Senate in the state of Utah. And what he says, in fact, the opposite is true concerning who this man is. He is a player. He is a pawn. And when are the American people going to wake up to the fact that they are the ones that are being laughed at by these corrupt politicians that are working for special interest groups? They're not working for we the people. They're doing their best, friends, to tear down the Constitution, to recreate it in their own ungodly images. They don't have a lawful right to do that. Read the Constitution and deal with corrupt politicians. I just, for the life of me, I just got done doing an event in Amory, Wisconsin. It was a great event. I just shared with the people, when are you going to get out of this cycle of being played by these men that are deceitful? Jesus said over and over and over again, be not deceived, be not deceived. And how do they always come to you, America? They always appeal to the 78% that profess their Christianity. They call themselves Christian conservatives, right? But yet when you judge them the way Jesus commanded us to judge them, because we are there, friends, to be fruit detectors, right? By what they do, not what they say, we find out over and over their fruit is corrupt. It's not what they said they would do. And folks, there is laws that will incriminate these politicians for lying over and over and over again. So let's get over to this on sonsoflibertymedia.com. What does actor Rocky Balboa, and I titled it this on purpose, what does actor Rocky Balboa and today's Benedict Arnolds, their politicians, namely in America, have in common? Well, I want to tell you, friends, they're both actors. And the sooner that you awake to the fact that they are actors, the better off that you're going to be. An actor is defined as a person who behaves in a way that is not genuine. Of course not. You know, as a matter of fact, I was just telling my wife, as a matter of fact, used to do modeling for Cheerios, for Best Buy. She used to do commercials. She was a part of movies. If I named the names, you'd know what they are. And I said to her, I said, for the life of me, when I look at someone that acts a certain way, I don't understand how they take on that persona, that person, and then they act out who they are not. And another thing that bewilders me is how they just take on this, I can cry at will. It's like, man, you're like manipulating your own feelings. I don't think that's a righteous thing in any sense of the word. And you know, you've heard from grandpa and grandmas. It's an old saying, but acting is a sin. It is a sin in so many different ways. To me, I do study a lot. I watch a lot of documentaries, and I don't like watching anything that is not predicated upon a true story in any sense of the word. I don't have time for it. Why? What does it add to my life? I mean, life is but a vapor. Before I know it, it's going to be all over with. And the last thing I want to do is waste the precious time that God has given me in any sense of the word. So again, let's get over this. A couple of years ago, I had seen a documentary on the Hollywood actor Sylvester Stallone, who played the role of Rocky Balboa, you know, the Italian stallion, the boxing heavyweight champion of the world. During this documentary, I noticed that while he was filming for another Rocky movie in Philadelphia, the people from Philadelphia greeted him not as Sylvester Stallone, but as Rocky Balboa. And I then wondered how many of them that actually seen the Rocky movies really knew what his real name was, because it wasn't Rocky Balboa. See, folks, they simply knew him as the character he portrayed, not as who he really was. And when you liken that in parallel to politicians, oh, how true it is, folks. You know them as character. You know them as to who they're portraying, but not who they really are, because you take them for face value. Furthermore, how many of them actually deceived themselves into believing, going back to Rocky, that Rocky was also the heavyweight champion of the world? When you get a moment, read Jeremiah 9:14. I mean, just think about this. Sylvester Stallone, we all know him as Sylvester Stallone, okay? But people call him Rocky Balboa, and they know him as the heavyweight champion of the world. Just think about this for a moment. Let me just take a breath so you can let this sink in. Now, this was, in fact, the reality many of the people in Philadelphia had, and not just in Philadelphia, by the way, but this is the reality that people have when it comes to that of Sylvester Stallone. Did you know that Sylvester Stallone is only in part his real name? As a matter of fact, the man's real name is Michael Sylvester Gardenzio Stallone. He's never been in a ring to fight professionally one time, neither might I add. And he's not the heavyweight champion of anyone's world except those that paid for the ticket to see this actor play the part of one. And so it is in politics. Had a lady come up to me in Amory, Wisconsin after my event the other day. She said, boy, I did some homework on you, and boy, has the media attacked you. I said, of course they did. Because they don't want to be exposed for who they are. See, the media is in place to protect the big guy from the little guy. They're not there playing the journalist any longer. That's been a thing of the past for the last 60 and 70 years in this country. You know it, and I know it. And to solidify the point, 94% of the American people don't believe the media. Well, so that should tell you exactly where you're getting your information from. And I said the best way to actually take notice of someone that's really doing something out there is to go online and see what people are saying about him. Because if he doesn't have enemies, he's doing nothing. He's not changing anything. You know, as a matter of fact, it was William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, along with his lovely wife, Catherine Booth, that said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. Yeah, your enemy knows that, America, but you haven't figured that out yet. You got too many of these people, these paper tigers, those that are sitting behind a microphone and they're not involved with the battle, the culture battle today, that are claiming to be something, yet you go online and check out their name, and everybody loves them. I'll tell you what, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God, friends. Woe unto those that, when all men speak well of them, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. And when you look at politicians today, you look at them and you hold them in high esteem, so many of them. And yet when Scripture tells us that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination to God, you just ignore God and keep following the corrupt politician. And to parallel that back to Hollywood, isn't it interesting? Because when you look at Hollywood and actors, they are the true legislators of where we're at today. Because they've been allowed to demoralize the American people. And what's immoral about all of this, friends, is they have been put up to be some sort of standard in which we're to live, when in fact, they're only leading us all to hell. And the Bible tells us there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. I want to tell you, that's exactly right when it comes to politicians and actors. When it comes to actors and politicians, that is spot on. I'm going to take a quick break. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. Be right back on the other side.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A security officer at the Cal State Polytechnic campus in Pomona, California, was stabbed to death yesterday. His body was found in his truck shortly before police were called to the campus about a man acting strangely. L.A. County Sheriff's Lieutenant John Carina says officers responded and fatally shot the suspect, who may have been an employee of the college.
Some people said they recognized him as a custodian working here on campus. So we're trying to confirm that.
A vigil was held in Maryland last night for the five lives lost in Thursday's mass shooting at an Annapolis newspaper. Marjorie Rock was at the scene of the shooting when the gunman opened fire. She tells ABC News she saw one of the victims lying on the ground.
Seeing him deceased there, knowing that he was just at work and he was expecting to go home that night, he won't go home again, and that bothered me.
The suspect who was arrested had unsuccessfully sued the newspaper years earlier for defamation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You know, it's interesting because we're talking about the character of politicians and actors and how they're two sides of the same coin. When you go to Scripture and you actually go to John 7:12, it tells us that, and there was much murmuring among the people concerning Jesus. And for some said, he's a good man, and others said, nay, for he deceiveth the people. And isn't it interesting that Jesus said, this is my commandment in John 15, that you love one another, but if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you go over to Psalm 109, David said, I was hated for my love. Well, what does love do? Well, the Holy Ghost comes to do what? The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. Romans 5:5, and then you go over to John 7:7, and he was hated by the world because he testified against it. And you go over to John 16, and what does it tell us? Well, the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. What is sin? The transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4. And you wouldn't know what sin was until the law first showed you, Romans 3:20. But I mean, just think about that. We're talking about the character. We got the world going after politicians today. We started the show off talking about how the CIA-controlled media is putting up Mitt Romney in a favorable light, when in fact he's betraying the people. And friends, when you take it over to Scripture again, do you remember right before Judas betrayed Jesus? Do you remember that all of the disciples said, who is it? Is it me, Lord? Who is it, Lord? Is it me? Who is it, Lord? Is it me? Well, politicians don't ask if it's them. They already know what they do. They've come to steal, kill, and destroy, just like their father, John 10:10. And why is that? Because there's no truth in them, John 8:44. So they act accordingly. And again, friends, you'll see that the enemy of righteousness, the enemy of men, he always transforms his apostles and what you would call righteous men today. He always transforms them into the angels of light, that they look good in front of the people when in fact they're nothing but a bunch of Judases there to betray the people. And that's exactly what these politicians have been trained to do. Because why? Just like that of Judas, they sold their souls. And I would say to those that have sold their souls, what is it for you to gain the whole world and yet lose your own soul? What is it for you to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? You know, a sad thing about it is when you look at the son of perdition, going back to Scripture, isn't it interesting how Judas, after he betrayed innocent blood, he's seen what evil meant to do. And by the way, the evil men were wicked men. They were the ones that everybody called the good people. Right? And wicked men are those that don't do what they know that they should do. But it was the good people of the day that crucified Jesus of Nazareth. We have no king but King Caesar. And who was it that crucified him? The leaders. The hierarchies in government and the hierarchies in the church. And that's why Jesus told us to beware of the leaven of the Herodians, corrupt doctrine in governments, and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, religious hypocrisy. Read Matthew 23 and also read Jeremiah 23 when you get a moment, friends. But let's get back to this. We're talking about what does actor Rocky Balboa and today's Benedict Arnold's politicians have in common? Well, here's their common ground, friends. They're both actors. Both actors. I was just sharing with you, friends, how people greet Sylvester Stallone as Rocky Balboa. And they act as if he is the champion, the heavyweight champion of the world. Well, the fact of the matter is that's not his real name. And just to set the record straight for those that really did believe that he was the heavyweight champion of the world, he's never been in a fight, a professional fight, in a ring, a day in his life. And he's not the heavyweight champion of anyone's world. I was just sharing with you, speaking of actors, how many politicians today run on the promises like that of Mitt Romney, that fail to keep their promises once they win the office they sought. You know, oftentimes, those that are the people that belong there are the people that don't want to be there. And if you know Scripture, it tells us that there's those that are born of the flesh and those that are born of the Spirit. Those that are born of the Spirit don't want to be there. But guess what? Once they find the Christ, they don't want to leave Him because they've tasted and seen that the Lord is good. The fact of the matter is, a famous preacher one time said, those that want to be in the pulpit, and I can say the same for politics, those that want to be in the seat of power are of the devil. Those that don't want to be there are of God. Why? Because they're there to serve the people. They're there to serve first and foremost God and then mankind. But how many politicians do we see running for office? And I guess the answer to all of this, and we know Scripture tells us in Ecclesiastes that money answereth all matters, yes. But money does not erase morality. It does not erase law. But I guess in America, that's the thing to do, because when we look at these politicians that are winning office today, friends, through the deception and through the help of the CIA-controlled media, I guess money is what wins office now, rather than the principle. And that's the problem that we have in this country. We have forsaken principle for privilege. And because we've done that, we're going to lose both, sooner or later. You can rest assured. But again, how many times do you see politicians today run on the promises that they fail to keep once they win the office in which they sought? They put themselves up to be something that they're clearly not, like that of the actor Sylvester Stallone. They say that they're someone, again, that they are not, and act another way because they're actors. Again, Christian conservatives is usually what they sell to the people so they can win office, win the favor of the majority of the people in the country. Yet what they deliver, time and time again, is not at all what they sold themselves to be. And again, it is what they do that shows you who they are, Matthew 7:16. And it is true that the man and the office are one and the same. Like that of the actor. I ask, how can the act be apart from the actor? They can't. They're one and the same. They're all still the same person regardless of what they want someone to believe. And one thing is for sure, their action, again, speaks a lot louder than their words. Do they not? Absolutely they do. On so many occasions, friends, politicians act out that they're the good guys or the good girls. And if nobody can get the job done, they guarantee you that it's them that can do it. And yet they implement that which is illegal, which undermines constitutional laws that are good, namely through policy. Policy follows law, friends. And of course, what they end up doing is they end up advocating compartmentalization. They want you to accept that their personal life is separate from their public life once things begin to be exposed in their particular lives. And that's not true at all. Again, who they are in private is who they are in public, regardless of the act, if you judge them by their fruit. Because there is no separating the two. Look to what they advocate and produce, and you will understand exactly what I'm talking about. So let me give you a clear perspective. It's been rightly stated that public character is no evidence of true greatness, for a public character is often an artificial one. Read Luke 12:2. Let's go to Benedict Arnold. I want to take you to his public capacity. What was it? Benedict Arnold was put up to the people as a general of the American army, because he was an early war hero in the American Revolution. And he was also a leader in the Battle of Saratoga. Okay, did you hear that? Did you hear the characteristics of this man, Benedict Arnold? However, during the same time, he was embezzling supplies destined for the starving troops at Valley Forge. Whoa, wait a second. This is like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, right? Yep, that's exactly right. But he was showing the world who he really was by what he was doing and not what he was putting himself up to be. And by the way, when you look at any dictatorship, when you look, folks, I hate to say it, but I gotta say it. When you see people follow a man the way that you see Americans following Donald Trump, you better look the other way, because they all put themselves up to be something. Every single one of them. Let's go back to dictators of the past, okay? And I just want you to learn from history. When you look at Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror, what did he do? He used to make images of himself and blow them up. Now, keep in mind, there wasn't television back in the day. What did Adolf Hitler do? He used to take big pictures, big paintings of himself, and put them up to the face of the people. Right? What did Mao Zedong? And by the way, many of these countries he can still go to, and it's still there. Mussolini as well. I mean, you want to talk about narcissism? You want to talk about arrogance? You want to talk about dictators that want to sit there and do nothing but talk about themselves all day long and how great they are and how smart they are? Every dictator's always done that. But that's how they always sold themselves to the people, so the people would get behind them. Okay? Back to Benedict Arnold. His public capacity was, he was a general of the American army. How many generals today, friends, are really generals of the army working to keep America safe rather than working for the military-industrial complex? That's a whole other show, but we could go down that road. Benedict Arnold was an early war hero in the American Revolution. Okay? A leader in the Battle of Saratoga, but he lost his soul and he took the bait. Because during the time that he was all of these concerning his character, he was also embezzling supplies destined for the starving troops at Valley Forge. He cared more about what he was going to get out of the deal than he cared about the troops at Valley Forge. There, by the way, friends, was his heart. Where your treasure is, there your heart is also. He was also pocketing profits made from illegal sales, Benedict Arnold did. He was also betraying West Point to the enemy, this being Benedict Arnold. And this is a lesson from the past, friends. We see this on a daily basis in this country. So let me ask you the question. Was his public life or his private life a more accurate indicator of his true character? Well, obviously, his private life, because it showed you who he really was. And he was a Judas who betrayed America with a kiss, just like politicians do on a daily basis. And the same of immoral actors. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Rocky Balboa and today's Benedict Arnold politicians have in common, well, again, they're both actors. And hour two is coming up, and we're going to be talking about political champions say, do as I say, but do not do as I do. And it doesn't look good, because what they put themselves up to be and what they have been busted doing are two different stories. And these are going to be politicians that you know all the well. But keep in mind, they are put in a favorable light by the CIA-controlled media, but they are as corrupt as the day is long, just so you know. We were just talking about Benedict Arnold and his public capacity. In his public capacity, who he was in public was not at all who he was in private. He was betraying America. He was betraying the American cause. Well, he was putting himself up to be something that he was not, in any sense of the word. And when you look at his public life compared to his private life, the more accurate indicator was his true character was obviously his private life. And somehow or another, the United States has now become a place where entertainers and politicians are mistaken for people of genuine identities. I mean, it's embarrassing is what it is. America has now a whore's forehead. She refuses to be ashamed for what she's tolerated. I mean, hey, folks, look at this. I mean, look at this. You see a politician walking down the street. People walk over to him and treat him like he's some god, some demigod. That's why they act that way, by the way. You look at an actor walking down the street. People flock to him and act like he's some sort of, or she is some sort of demigod. And when in fact, they're the ones that are demoralizing this country. And the problem is you've put your eyes, rather than on the author and the finisher of your faith, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the captain of our salvation, Jesus Christ, you put them on fallen man. And I don't know, and I'm going to play stupid for a moment, but I didn't know that it was my job to emulate fallen, sinful man. No, I'm not, in any sense of the word. I'm to follow the risen Christ as we are being perfected on a daily basis through grace. As a matter of fact, I think about that quite often. I mean, if you look at celebrities, they are the real legislators. Politicians use the celebrities. And then they put it in front of the people like everybody's accepting of what they want you to succumb to, when in fact the opposite is true. Keep in mind, friends, the tactic of Saul Alinsky has caused the enemy to believe there's a lot more of us than there really is. It's always predicated on a lie. You know, I mean, you see people all the time throwing their hands up. Well, what's the sense? Everybody else is going with it. Wait a second. What are you talking about, everybody else? Well, didn't you see the news? Wait a second. You told me you didn't believe what the news had to say. Less than 1.7% of the population is being used to destroy your country, America. There's your numbers. Who's everybody else? Everybody else, by the way, is for what I'm talking about right now, as they put their feet upon the rock. At least they say they do. We need to put this into perspective. Actors and politicians are not the standard. The lawgiver is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, period, through his son Jesus Christ. It is not then in the glare of public, but in the shade of private life, that we are to look to the man. Private life is always real life, and behind the curtain where the eyes of the millions are not upon him, there he will always be sure to act himself. Consequently, if he acts greatly in private, he must be great indeed. Hence, it has been said that our private deeds, if noble, are noblest of our lives. See, who we are as individuals, in private life, is who we really are. It is in the private virtues that they lay the foundation of all human excellence. And that's exactly right. And that's putting your feet back upon the rock of Jesus Christ. Period. Period. So again, I ask, what does actor Rocky Balboa and today's Benedict Arnolds and the politicians have in common? They're both actors. And to prove the point that they're both actors, we need to look to the earmarks of those actors. Because the true hypocrite is the one who ceases to perceive his own deception. The one who lies with sincerity. Isn't that what they do? I mean, they will just bold-faced lie straight to your face as if it's the truth. They've seared their own consciences with a hot iron. They act as if they don't have to give an account for every idle word and every deed done in the body on that final day. Hebrews 9:27. Well, I want to tell you something, friend. Time is pushing you over towards the day of judgment. Every day, every breath, by the way, every moment, every second, every hour, and not in that order. But the fact of the matter is, we were born to die, and we are dying on a daily basis, and we better make the most of what we're doing here, but yet politicians act like they're above the grade. And I want to remind you, the reason they act that they're above the law is because no longer have the American people held them accountable to the law. Now they have been conditioned that politicians, instead of being mastered by the law, are now masters of the law. Whoa! Isn't that craziness? I mean, that is straight craziness. I think about Edmund Burke when he said that when kings will be tyrants from policy, when rebels are no longer rooted in principle. That's exactly right. when the government is poisoned, it's because the people's morals have been poisoned. That's why. So let's go to the earmarks and identifying characteristics and characters of them that are to represent the American people today, because it's pretty easy to detect. And keep in mind, the law detects, grace conquers, okay? Simply look to what they do rather than to what they say, for they do the opposite. Now look at this. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree brings and bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruits. A good tree cannot bear bad fruits, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown in the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Matthew 7:16-20. So rather than just making the reference to the scripture, I just read it to you. And the whole of it. How many times have politicians been exposed for the very crimes that they have campaigned against? This is where it gets pretty revealing, friends. Well, let me show you a couple of them. On the surface, the story of Leland Yee looks like a precipitous fall from grace. The 67-year-old had risen steadily in the ranks of the Bay Area politics since the late 80s. When he was elected to the San Francisco board, the school board, he then went on to sit on the city board of supervisors and in the state assembly. The latter role saw him because the first Asian American speaker, pro tem, in 2004, making him the second highest ranking Democrat in the Californian Assembly at that time. From 2006 onwards, Yee served as a state senator and was plotting a Secretary of State campaign when his political visions were curtailed by, listen carefully, by a federal indictment in March 2014. The arrest swept Yee and his associate Keith Jackson, 51, up in charges alongside some of the city's most notorious characters, notable among them Chinatown gangster Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow. It was one thing for the public to learn that Chow, a known convict, may have been embroiled in more objectionable schemes, but it was quite another to hear that Yee, a respectable public figure who had supposedly distanced himself from San Francisco's corrupt past, was being accused through the same undercover FBI investigation. Yee received a 5-year prison sentence for accepting bribes and trafficking in arms. Did you know that Leland Yee, did you know that he got an A-plus rating from the Brady campaign as an anti-gunner? Did you hear what I said? He got an A-plus rating from the Brady campaign, the anti-gun organization that is working day and night to strip you of your right to bear arms. Somehow, I don't know how that works, because I don't have the lawful right to do it in this country. But the fact of the matter is, he sold himself as an anti-gunner when, in fact, folks, he was busted and given a 5-year prison sentence for accepting bribes and trafficking in arms. I'm going to come back to Mitch McConnell. Whoa, Mitchie boy. Oh, man, it's amazing how the CIA-controlled media keeps putting up Mitch McConnell like he's a good guy. But I got some information that I can almost guarantee you that you never heard. And why? Because the media didn't report it, because they didn't want you to know of his crimes against we the people. Hour 2 coming up, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back on the other side.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.